is Royal Cast, the English language broke up at home podcast that nobody asked for. My name is David.
And I'm in your living room. How are we all doing today?
I'm doing very well. I've been on home office all day, so I've been more productive than I am in the office. Are you listening? Anyone from work?
No.
No, that's true. You?
All right.
Oh, okay.
Got very drunk at the weekend.
Yes. We'll go into the reasons for that later, of course.
Okay, yeah, because it could be good drunk or bad drunk, couldn't it?
There you go, you see, exactly. If you haven't been keeping up with our goings-on, I'm going to get this in early because we never do, at Sproyovcast on Twitter and Sproyovcast on Facebook, follow,
good.
Yes, then you might not know the results. Some people do because they have now been obsessively following us from far distance. Hello, Karen, how are you doing?
And hello, Tom, who got in touch as well by email, said he's following what's been happening with Sproyovka all the way from Japan as well.
Oh, lovely. Yes, excellent work. So, yeah, thanks to all those people and everyone who has been listening and downloading us. It's been picking up at a pleasing rate, and thanks for getting in touch. We've got some bits and pieces to get through today. We've got a look back at two games. We've got a preview of the final league game of the season. We've got a railway station jingle, beer of the podcast. We're going to look at the state of play in the top division to see who we might well be playing.
If we get to the playoffs.
If we get to the playoffs. We're going to look at the state of play at the bottom of this division.
We will not be relegated,
yeah,
spoiler alert.
That's a spoiler. But it's very close down there as well. And obviously we've got an English language song, Beer of the Podcast as well.
How dare you forget Hot or Not.
And Hot or Nots, and an English language song sung in Czech. So, let's do it. So, a couple of weekends back, Sam went off to Ostrava to watch Sproyovka play Vítkovice. I didn't go because my parents were here.
One of us had to be a real fan.
You're not real fans. thank you, Andre.
Shout out, Andre.
Actually, let's not.
Very nice. Very nice seeing your parents as well. Always a pleasure.
Yes. Hello, if you're listening. You're not, but okay. But yes, while I was being taken around and, you know, bought beers and things, you were up in delightful Vítkovice.
Also
how
getting
was that?
Beers bought.
Well, yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was brilliant. Oh, I had a really great day out, and this is one thing that uniquely happens to you, I feel, which is when I can't make a game, you go, and the game is almost always shite.
Yes.
And when you can't make it, and I go, it seems to always be great, like that time we beat Victoria Pilsen, for example.
Yes.
Or that really, you know, the lovely warm day in the cup, Rosice.
Yeah.
Or indeed where we went to Vítkovice, where it ended up MFK Vítkovice 2, is Sproyovka Brno 4.
Yes, I do have a fabulous track record of missing the good ones, don't I? And they're so few and far between.
Yeah, this is true. Interesting, first of all. They play at the same stadium that Baník does, and neither of them can fill the stadium, really, because I think it's got 15,000 all-seater.
Running track, because it's the new shiny athletics stadium.
Yes.
Football was very much an afterthought, I feel.
It looks like Baník are not moving into any new surroundings anytime soon. That's going to be their home for, I think we're talking decades at this point.
That's kind of a shame, because I sort of feel like, you know, a club that kind of, you know, no matter what you think about their fans and so forth, a club that storied and venerable deserves a much more atmospheric place to play football than that.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
The
right.
Official attendance, 720, I think. That's a lie. We took, I felt, about 60, 70 through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Vítkovice had about, and I'm being generous here, 150 supporters.
Right.
It was weird. It felt like what it must feel like when someone's been a bit naughty and at UEFA are like, you're playing this game behind closed doors.
Uh-huh. It was that bad, really?
It was strange. I mean, like, we made a hell of a racket because, obviously, if you're in a group and you're, you know, sort of doing the songs and so on, it's just bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good atmosphere in the away end, but it seemed completely soulless. It was one of the weirdest games I've ever I've ever been to, and probably made even more weird by the fact that we were 2-1 up before 10 minutes.
Yes. I can't remember what we were doing. I think I was just walking around town with my folks, and my phone kept buzzing.
Yeah.
Every 3 minutes is 1-0, 2-0, 2-1. This is nuts.
Yeah, it was a very interesting game. Looking back, there wasn't really much changes made to the team that were victorious the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even the weekend before, on the Tuesday Hradec Králové. With the exception that we played Magera and Rusek up top, with Pachlopnik going into this more central midfield sort of role.
Lovely, okay.
And it's hard to start better after 3 minutes, where a corner comes in and Peter Stepanovski is found at the back post and heads in. And yeah. He's getting quite a few goals in that position. And then, almost immediately, Motička equalises in what can only be seen as a really poor, you know, sort of clearance in our 18-yard box, which basically just rolls to his feet. And, you know, if you get it either side of the keeper, you're probably going to score. Mm-hmm. It does. But that's okay, because Peter Stepanovski is one hell of a player right now.
He is. He's absolutely on fire, isn't he?
Yeah. So Barish tries a shot from about 20 yards out, which bounces off Vitkovica player's back. And who's at the back post?
Yeah.
Peter Stepanovski, who then hits on the half volley this time just to mix it up. And probably I don't know, I was going to use some sort of superlative there, but a really fantastic goal to really almost put us out of sight, which came on, I think, the 24th, 25th minute, where we get a free kick, dangerous area, maybe 2 yards out of the 18-yard box. Magera is limbering up, looking like he's going to try and belt it into one of the corners, but nobody picks up that Simon Shumbara is all on his own at the corner of the box and is in line with all of, like, is onside, mm-hmm. perfectly onside position. So Magera limbers up, passes it down the line to Shumbara, who slots it in.
Lovely.
In this off the training ground sort
Lovely
of
Lovely stuff.
Really enjoyed that. It's good to see that sort of ingenuity.
It is. It's very satisfying to see that, particularly with this team, because you don't get a lot of off the training ground stuff that, I was going to say works, but just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't tend to do that very much. So this is nice to see them expanding their repertoire a little bit.
I remember actually when we were playing Slovan Rosice in the cup, and this was one of the first games that Schuster was mm-hmm. in the hot seat managing. And he said that basically once we were 2-0 up in the first half against a team of amateurs playing in the fourth league, they were just going to try and do shit.
Yeah.
And it showed. And, you know, they were, Rosice were quite unlucky in the end to not maybe pull it back.
Yeah.
But it's looking a lot more confident now. Shumbara, Pachlopnik, who I thought was the best player that day, both had chances missed, either mm-hmm. sides of the half. Chances at both ends, to be fair. Vitkovica were quite okay in the final third. Their midfield just is not good enough, really.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of, you know, sort of balls being misplaced and so forth. And it looked like they might even scrape something, because about 10 minutes to go, and Jiří Januška bursts the net from outside the box. A fine solo goal. And this is where you start to get under the cosh a bit.
Yeah.
Things are a bit ooh. But then coming on in the 75th minute, specialist Ondra Winter seals the deal. There's a throw in into the box, which every player in blue and white misses.
Good.
It goes completely over the head. It drops to Winter, who just guides it past the keeper. 90th minute, 4-2, hashtag scenes.
Lovely.
And really, I thought we played well. I think some of our defending was a bit suspect. I mean, that is the only time we've conceded goals in a number of games, and I think it showed maybe a little bit of the occasion you know, starting to get a run of wins was at play. But you'll take a 2-goal winning margin.
Absolutely, yeah.
Against a team that are not terrible. I think they're finishing around 10th place or so this season, which is improvement for Vitkovice. They really should have been relegated last season. They were saved by the collapse of Olympia.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I think overall they'll be happy as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, really good day out. A shame you missed it.
Yep.
And back in time for the ice hockey, which I'm told happened.
So we've got a railway station jingle for you, which is kind of fun, despite the fact you didn't go by rail. You got a lift in a car.
It's a far superior way to travel.
Well, yeah, but you, I believe we talked about this, and you refused to give me 20,000 crowns to buy a car a couple of weeks ago.
I thought I said I would give you money for a car if it meant you chauffeuring me places.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Play the damn song, David.
Right. The Vitkovice railway station jingle sounds like this. And it's a piece of music called Kdyby Byla Morava, which initially I thought, why is a railway station in Silesia, which is where Ostrava is, referencing Moravia? And I didn't really understand the lyrics, but then I had them translated by friend of the podcast, Lenka Koralkova. Hey, Lenny.
Hi, Lenka.
And basically every single verse is, the title of the song is all about, if Moravia were as big as Silesia, I would kiss you all over, but it's not, so I'm not going to. And then basically saying, if other places were as brilliant as Silesia, as fabulous as Silesia, I would love you and kiss you, but they're not. Because Silesia is apparently brilliant.
If your aunt had balls.
There you go. Exactly. It's just 2 minutes of utter whataboutery. And here's the original. Gdyby byla Morava jako je Slezsko, dala bych ti uměrku, až by to plesklo. Ale že je Morava malnůčka, ošidila dcerečka, syndečka. Ale že je Morava malnůčka, ošetila dcerečka, syndečka. Kdyby byla Morava... Jako so two lads there demonstrating the power of the dulcimer and the violin. It's nice, isn't it?
A dulcimer.
Timbal in Czech. But it's the big... It looks like you're sitting at a desk, but you're hitting it with tiny hammers on piano strings.
Good.
Incredibly difficult to play.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I got a go at one before, with the theory being if you play piano, it's not that difficult. Really, really difficult. Last Saturday at God's football time of 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Glorious.
Glorious. We were at home to FKFC Fotbalovi Football Club Fotbal Trinets Football Club Fotbal Fotbalovi Club Team Football.
That's a men's team though. It wasn't the women's FK Fotbal Fotbalovi FC Football Football Club Football Trinets. It was the men's
Jenna.
Fotbalovi FK Football Trinets.
Yeah. So we played them at football on... On Saturday.
You were so close to keeping a straight face.
I was two seconds away. Alas, there you go. So yeah, three nets it was. And a beautiful Saturday afternoon. A pretty much full main stand. It was a good looking crowd. Well, not a good looking crowd, but it was a decent sized crowd.
I was there.
okay.
Good, everything to play for as well. Two important games. It was not just looking at that result. If Hradec Králové at all, failed to pick up a win, that was going to be it. That was going to be Zbrojovka in the playoffs. The difference between taking that to the final day.
Yes. So two very important games kicking off at the same time, which is nice. Last week and the week coming up, it's all the games kicking off the same time on the same day, which is lovely. Lovely
I like
stuff.
That, yeah.
If they had second division match of the day here, it would be that glorious thing where they switch between games on the highlights. You remember that? Yeah. Like, you know, if there's important games, they switch between them. That's lovely.
Are they not doing this for the second playoff leg? Because they're both due to be broadcast at 6:30 on Česká televize.
Well, I should hope so. That's quite exciting if that's a thing. I mean, hopefully we'll you know, if we get there, then we're going. But if not, then, you know, maybe we can see it on the telly. Either way, one of the most important matches of Zbrojovka's season. And how did we start? Nervously.
Yes.
I would say the first 10 minutes, it was all a little bit disjointed. It wasn't particularly good. Trinets looked like they might be able to cause us some problems, but luckily didn't. More through luck than judgment, I think. We didn't concede. And we started getting a bit of a foothold in the game. And we scored the opener, which was on 34 minutes. It was a Damian Barish free kick, lofted to the far post, nodded back across the goal. And who's there, having not been scoring that much recently? It's Big Luke.
Big L.
Yeah, Big Luke with a one for the cameras diving header from 2 yards out, which is, you know, always a good look, you know, especially if you're 6'5". Just hurling yourself into the goal. It's good.
Some boy, man.
Yeah,
he's lovely. Some boy. He cares. There's someone that cares.
Yes, indeed. The second goal came 10 minutes later, 44th minute. What I am, again, journalistically obliged to call a slide rule pass from midfield. Trinac's playing a relatively high line.
Yeah, pressing, trying to press.
Trying to press, indeed. Didn't work because in the inside left position, Ondra Pachlotnik really coming into his own, having been given his chance in the first team, sort of slides past the offside trap, goes beyond the line in the inside right position, goes, it looks like he's taken it too far, but sort of moving backwards, hits it with his right foot around the goalkeeper inside the far post. Really, really calm finish. Beautifully executed. And, some player the last couple of games.
That was just before the end of the first half, if I'm not mistaken.
44 minutes, yeah.
I think once that goal came, went in, and usually we've been big fans on this podcast of saying you are never, ever safe if you're Zbrojovka Brno and you have a 2-0 lead, you're always worrying. At that point, I actually felt that was just us home and dry.
Yeah, me too. A small extra mention for Pachlotnik. We were talking during the game about his spatial awareness and his positional awareness for one so young is very, very good indeed. I mean, that run for his goal and just everything, like all of the space that he created running that kind of, not a left winger, but kind of dropping off the front to, you know, into that kind of gap in what would be an inside left position, I guess. It's just very elegant, very aware of what's going on around him.
Yeah, there's no need for him to be in this sort of wing position when you have Schumbara actually doing it so well right now. So he's sort of driving it through the middle, but he's not really doing that at all. He's actually getting wide as well. There was, again, interactions that you used to see between Bartolomeo and Iceman.
Mm.
Iceman was still doing that stuff, but then you had Pachlotnik picking that up, Schumbara then getting in front of him to, you know, try and almost be a third striker, which was, you know, again, you know, sort of paid dividends because it really turned into a bit of a rout.
What I love about him is that he looks so unhurried.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody so young, he just looks so very unhurried about things. You know, in this league, I've seen, you know, 28-year-old pros look completely baffled by what's going on.
Is Milan Lutonski 28? He's not 28, is he?
He must... It's 25, 26. Are we just ragging on Lutonski?
Hey, do you want to see a card trick? he looks like an amateur magician now.
Anyway.
He couldn't conjure up fucking anything though, eh?
Hey.
Right. Please.
Anyway, the second half comes about. We basically put our foot on the ball for the first 10 minutes to make sure it doesn't happen like the beginning of the first half did. And on, well, there's a couple of substitutions, and then on 74 minutes, there is a burst into the box and a diagonal ball is sort of stood up to the far post for Shumbara, who is, again, really coming into form after starting the second half of the season. After he signed from CNET, started slowly, really coming into his own now.
He's been great.
Yeah, so a ball stood up to the far post, Shumbara just sort of ghosts in and heads home. And for the fourth goal, I'm gonna go back to what you said earlier about Sprojovka from that training ground free kick routine in Vitkovice looking a lot more confident. This, they look very confident because on 81 minutes there was a 6-man break. We're already 3-0 up, and a 6-man break from midfield.
I'm raging because I missed this one.
Yeah, they are not. You know, they want more. They can smell blood at this point. A 6-man break ends with a ball slotted through to Shumbara, who has the simplest finish on his right foot into the bottom corner, and there is none of this no celebrating against your old club nonsense. They're all over him, which is very nice. And then in the 85th minute, the icing on the cake is... I watched this back on the video earlier today, and... Barish's movement from midfield. It was Barish who scored the goal. And in the build-up, he's lurking about 30 yards out. Nobody's picking him up because he's known for not really coming forward. Long shots are his speciality. You know, he does. You know, he scored 3 or 4, you know, long-range drives this season. So I think a lot of people weren't picking him up. The ball was sort of by the left-hand corner flag. The ball is worked around. The ball comes in from the left. Barish is strolling forward, and then at about 20 yards out, sprints and meets it with one of those satisfyingly crashy headers from about 8 yards out. The ball is beautifully and he just comes steaming in and thwacks the ball home. It's very, very satisfying. So 5-0 it was.
5-0. I was really worried about this game going into it because Trinets aren't terrible, and this is a team that utterly ragdolled us up in Silesia, even though we took the lead. A proper old school Zborovka game where we took the lead and never looked like holding it for a million years. So that was incredibly satisfying. And, you know, whatever was happening in, was it Unusti, I think it was, didn't really matter at that point because everyone was really sort of focused in on this game. We'd done our thing, so whatever happens, there's going to be a last game, or or we just seal it on the day.
Yeah, so that actually takes us nicely into the next part of the podcast, in which we're going to look at the state of play at the top of the second division and the bottom of the first. So how's it looking?
Interesting. Okay, so we finished before that wonderful musical interlude, which you'll now know and love as a regular listener to Zborovcast.
Yes. Note on that, for next season's Zborovcast, I am going to get some more musical interlude. I'm going to keep the classics, but I'm going to go a little bit wider ranging. I just thought I'd drop that in there.
I was going to start a rant there about raging at the idea of things being seasons, rather than series or whatever, and then realise that you're referring to podcasts about football, but it's a football season. So, the state of play. before Saturday, we had a two point lead over our friends at Hradec Králové.
Yep.
Say friends, who needed to win. They needed to win in order for us to. It was 3 points, actually, wasn't it? No, it was 4 points. It was 2 points. They needed to win, basically, in order to take this to the final game. The score?
Can't remember.
Nothing each. So we sealed it on the day.
Yep.
I got incredibly drunk. And that's basically the top three of this division sorted out. So SK, Dinamo, Ceska Budějovice, deserved champions.
Yes.
They're a good 11 points clear at the top. They'll be playing football Three Nets away on Saturday for the fans. And there's nothing to really say about that.
I'm thinking that is literally the furthest Český Budějovice could probably go, distance-wise.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think Český Budějovice to Three Nets, I think, is the furthest journey for a set of fans in the league.
You're right.
So that's a lovely way to finish for them if they take any away fans up there.
You wouldn't, would you, actually? Like, it's done. Yeah. Like, do something else. Jihlava will be playing us at home in what is only going to be a party game, basically.
Yeah.
I'm going up there to drink beers and have a good time. I don't know about you.
I'm exactly the same thing.
That concludes our preview of that game. And the only interesting thing now is a really interesting situation at the bottom. So by the absolute skin of their teeth, Hrudim, congratulations for getting promoted and staying in this
division.
Staying
up, yeah. That means if we don't go up, we have to go back to Hrudim.
You looked shite a lot of the time, Hrudim. Yeah. So there'll be lots of lessons learned. But they're 13th on 29 points, and they cannot be caught. So we have three teams. I was going to say vying for the safe spot, I assume.
Yeah.
15th and 16th automatically relegated. So Žižkov, who looked absolutely dead and buried, won again last week.
Yeah.
And they're at the bottom on 24 points. Masta Bosko, who for my money have been the worst looking team we've played, 25 points, 1 point difference. And Drew Connors, SC's Noimo,
the Pickle Boys,
are on 25 points as well.
So 24, 25. The bottom three, and two of them go, and one of them. two can go while one must survive.
Each of them has their positives and negatives. Each team has a good news, bad news
right.
for this one. So, Viktoria Žižkov, good news is they're still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Good news as well is they're playing Hrudim, who have very little to play for.
They'll be on the beach.
Yeah, who are, and they'll be playing them away. The bad news for Žižkov is that they may be a point behind, but they've also got the far worse goal difference. Znojmo, Toborsko, minus 14, 15, respectively. Anything can happen there. The good news for Toborsko is that they are playing a team that has also got nothing to play for in Hradec Králové. That's going to be a tough game for them, though.
Hradec fourth, and a very, very solid, very difficult to score against team all season.
The last time Hradec played Toborsko was a draw. Mm-hmm. So there could be something there working for them. And you have Znojmo, who are going to be away at Varnsdorf, which is a long journey.
Yeah, against, again, a very, very solid team.
A defensively minded team, a team that likes draws. So I don't know what you... I'd like to hear your analysis of what happens from here on, David, because it's really anyone's, but...
Thing is, I sort of can't see Znojmo or Tabor getting anything out of those.
But you can see Žižkov beating Hrudim.
But I can see Žižkov beating Hrudim.
Because
Žižkov, out of these three, are the form team.
Yes.
They're going to a team who are dreadful and secured their survival last week, so will be almost in party mode. And Znojmo and Tabor, at the moment, sort of can't buy a goal or a win for love nor money, and are going to two of the most defensively solid teams in the league.
This is exactly my thought. I think it would be fantastic if Žižkov stay up.
That will be one of the stories of the season, because they looked absolutely banjaxed halfway through. They looked dreadful.
And who would they have to thank for that if they stay up?
It's not us, is it?
It is Brojovka Brno for their embarrassing 3-2 loss earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
But also actually being brave enough to pretty much over January sign a complete new team. Oh. We talked about this on the podcast. Yeah.
By the way, when I said us, I thought you meant I meant you and me.
Oh really? No, it's Borovka.
Yeah. Oh right, okay, fine.
I think Dobry Dan on Twitter,
yes,
For his vociferous support of the better part of Prague will also have a big hand in their survival, and shout out to him and his fellow supporters. I hope you do it. I do hope you do it, but at the same time I wouldn't like to see Znojmo go down.
No, that's a nice derby.
Taborsko, I don't care.
Yeah, but Tabor, screw him, frankly. Right, now we have had a look at that. Shall we move on to the next bit? Or are you, we're gonna do that later, so we can move
good.
On. Yes,
oh,
yeah, we
good.
Have a separate section for the thing you're kind of gesticulating at.
Uh-huh.
Next we are going to do some, I hope, very interesting hot or nots.
Ooh.
Is it hot or is it not? Is it hot or not? Hot or not? Hot or not? Hot or hot or not? That's
very good.
That's dreadful. I don't know what that was. I was just sort of looking at you in despair, hoping you would join in. But
I'm not the one doing the editing in the morning, David.
Oh, not!
I thought you were going to do something like Big Shack, Man's Not Hot, you know?
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Right, links will be sent.
Okay, fine.
Links will be sent. It's hot or not,
hot
listener.
Hot or not! Right, you've got
I've got two hots and two nots this week.
I've just got one hot and one not. So what's your first hot and your first not?
I'll be honest with you. A couple of mine aren't football related.
That's fine.
Or at least one is not football related. So I'm going to start with a football related hot, which is Asamoah Gyan's resignation letter to the Ghanaian FA.
Yeah.
Which I just want to read an extract. So you, if you've been following international football, you'll know that he has been stripped of the captaincy of the Black Stars and has basically taken his ball and his very wealthy foundation, which does a lot of good things actually, and figuratively gone home. So it starts with decision to recuse myself from AFCON 2019 Egypt and retire from the national team, which is in capital letters underlined. And it starts with this. My mother once told me, you cannot tout a decision you did not take as betrayal because you have to expect it. I still do not understand that statement anyway.
Fabulous.
Fabulous stuff. If you're going to go out, that's the way to start. And then the rest of it's a rather scintillating tale of how apparently the whole setup at Ghana is dodgy. I don't know if that's...
It's just dripping in bitterness.
Oh, absolutely.
I really like it.
If you
haven't seen this, do seek it out. It's worthy of 2 or 3 minutes of your time. It's very, very good.
Yeah. The best thing as well is the best thing is the first paragraph. But after he signs it, it's like a paper statement, right? It's like it's scanned or whatever for immediate release, etc. And at the bottom he CCs it.
Yeah.
It says CC, the head of the technical team, Black Stars, the president, GFA Normalization Committee, and all media houses. I don't think you know how these I don't think it's an email. Like, you know, allmediahouses@ghanacountry.com. I don't know. But I very much enjoyed the letter.
Okay.
That's a late submission to
Hot
or Not, because that came out last night.
That's fine, yeah. What was your not, by the way?
My not? Well, my first not is Petr Cech's musical career.
Oh, right. Can I credit myself with inspiring you to this one?
Because you played this for me on Saturday when we were in the pub before the game. And my God, it's a song.
Again, if you haven't heard this, do seek it out. What's it called?
Is it not just called Football?
It's just called Football, and it's by Petr Cech and Roger Taylor of Queen.
And it might be some of the worst music I've ever heard.
Actually,
why don't
we
play a wee sample?
Should we play a wee sample
Let's
now?
Let's play a wee sample now.
Hold on, and please, this words cannot do this justice.
commitment, sacrifice, pay.
The pitch, the roar, the crowd, the score.
So yeah, yeah. Enough said about that. The better. It's actually called That's Football.
I can't remember some of the specific lyrics, but boy, they are doozies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was some the goal, the ball, the fans. I think it's just listing stuff. Isn't
and then
it,
there's
basically?
this ridiculous, almost like early FIFA games. You know, crowd.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Crowdnoise.wav.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It's so bad it's good? No, just bad.
So, moving on from that, I've been looking forward to your hot. So please,
my hot, Sam, is a first 11 comprising Jan Lastufka, Matěj Hravina, Jakub Jugas, Jan Djurica, Kostas Nahomniessu, Ruslan Mingazov, Daniel Kolář, Jakub Považanets, Tomáš Přikryl, Marek Bakoš and Libor Kozák. Mm-hmm. For why? This is my pick of the out-of-contract first 11 for the Czech First Division. So all these players are out of contract at the end of this season, according to Transfermarkt. Dot whatever, and this is my selection. I've got the whole list here. Look,
that is
of all the out of contract players.
Fucking hell, this is.
I was very bored one day.
that is commitment to this podcast. That I didn't think possible.
There is,
or necessary.
There are some quality players in here. There's
what formation are you playing?
It's a 4-4-2 because you know Czech football. But there are some great players. Say great players, there are some players that will still be able to do a job quite happily. And if we go up, if we got any one of these, that would be fabulous. In goal, Jan Lastufka, lesser spotted at Fulham. He had 8 games for Fulham, but had a long career with Shakhtar and Dnipropetrovsk, which is very nice.
Big fan of Dnipro. They're still going, aren't they? They're like fourth league now.
Still going, I think, At centre-half, you've got Jakub Jugas, who actually came through the youth system here. He's only 26, but he's got 200 career games in the Czech league.
Jugas!
That's right. Two caps for the Czech Republic. Up top, Libor Kozák, who was Aston Villa's forgotten man. He used to play for Lazio. He was a kind of Heskey-esque figure, like 1 in 6 for Lazio. Mm-hmm. Then he got a massive move to Villa. Broke his leg very early on, and then through complications from that, he was out for 15 months at Villa. Came back 2 games later, broke his ankle.
Nice.
So on a 4-year contract, he missed almost the whole of it.
That's crazy.
And then was released and went back to Serie B. I think he was at either Messina or Ternana or somebody like that, and was a solid 1 in 4 striker. He's come back, has been very good for Slovan Liberec, but for some reason they don't want to keep him. It's full of people like that, basically. Milan Baroš, still going, out of contract.
How old is Milda Baroš?
Milan Baroš is 37. But there are some great players.
As an aside of people going out of contract, can I just mention this right now? Darren O'Dea has retired from football.
Right.
For the Republic of Ireland International, Darren O'Dea. And his last game, because I think he's also 37 or so. His last game, he went out in the most Darren O'Dea way possible, getting sent off in a loss to St Mirren.
Good.
Wonderful. Dundee are relegated, by the way.
Right.
It's funny. Please.
Okay. that was my... Oh, as an aside, the 3 Zbrojovka players out of contract this summer.
Yeah.
Petr Pavlík.
Good. Yeah. I mean, not good, but I mean...
There's no reason to.
No reason.
Pavel the Iceman. He's 34, but he could still...
Yes, I mean, I would. I think there's no other... We wouldn't have anyone else to fill that position. He can probably do a couple of... He can probably do a couple of seasons still. I mean, I would get him on a short term.
Yeah. And Jirka Floder, but I assume...
That's renewed.
Done and dusted, or it will be sooner rather than
that'll
later.
Be renewed.
So that's my hot. My not is football365.com for not publishing my long email about this. Right.
Increasingly old man yells at football website. You can't even send angry tweets to Daniel Story anymore because he doesn't work there anymore, right?
I can still angrily tweet. I don't, obviously, but...
Get your other guy that flogs the t-shirts.
John Nicholson. All right, John. If you he happily retweets pretty much everything we do there.
That's good.
So that's quite nice. Well, I say everything we do, the podcast. He ignores whatever you put up, but it's fine.
I do as well. Yeah. I know my own things.
One final hot or not from you?
Yeah, this is going to be why you ignore a lot of my things.
Go on.
My hot is... Trinets, or formerly Trinets based indie pop band Lake Malawi.
Yes. Hello, Albert. You won't know what this is, but my band played with them a little time ago. And
did you play with Lake Malawi?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's super cool.
Through his previous band, what was his previous band that was. Yeah, I can't remember, but he was in a previous band who were dreadful, kind of, you know, poser, terrible, fake English accent indie pop. I thought he would really annoy me, and he's one of the nicest. He's irritatingly nice. I really wanted to dislike the guy, I just couldn't.
So yeah, so this was for the second year in a row.
Charlie Strait, previous band. Sorry.
Yeah. No, fine. So the second year in a row, the Czech Republic have made it to the grand final of Eurovision, and mm-hmm. they were a whisker of getting outside the top 10 with a song that I know you don't really like.
I don't like, no.
I actually quite like, because I also, I'm a frayed listener, I'm quite a big fan of the Eurovision Song Contest. So I thought for a band from Trinets to get onto the international stage and to sing their... They qualified second in their semi-final as well. I'm told it's a very good performance.
There you go. Is there a not to go with this?
There is. My not is having a Europa League final where one of your players can't play for safety reasons.
Yep.
I think this is just ridiculous.
That's Mkhitaryan in Baku, right?
Yes, because as an Armenian, he cannot legally enter Azerbaijan because both countries are still technically in a state of warfare.
Huh.
So there was a very angry message, I think, sent by Arsenal. But surely, if you wanted to like cause a maximum upset about this, you just refuse to play the final pretend you're going to refuse to play the final. And these things will get quick. But why on earth would you have this, on a bigger point, I guess, why on earth would you have a major cup final? This is supposed to be the second biggest final in European football, right?
I am going to put out there the proviso that they are also one of the major venues for Euro 2020 next year.
Mm-hmm.
So as a way of checking whether your policing and stadiuming and so forth is in order.
That's an interesting point.
That's something. But I agree that it is ridiculous that a London derby is going to be played in Baku.
I've no problem with it being a London derby. I think it was, you know, these things are named beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
It's, you know, very, well, it's not similar to, really similar to Chelsea, Man United in Moscow because better transport links. But the idea that I believe it's a 60,000 arena, right? And there'll be 12,000 tickets for supporters?
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's rubbish.
Well, UEFA, you've done it again.
Bob. of the podcast. Dun 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 of the podcast. Dun 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 dun. Cha.
That was good. Thanks. I enjoyed that. Before we get into the beer, just a note about the players being released. We noticed Dukla are releasing a player called Michal Bezpalets. If you don't speak Czech, that's a brilliant surname. It translates basically to Michael without a thumb. Michael Thumbless.
Mickey No Thumbs.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey No Thumbs.
Mickey the Chip.
Thumbless Mickey. Thumbless. Hey, Thumbless Mickey. How's it going, buddy? Yeah.
That's why you never hold hands with Edward Scissorhands.
What?
Because you'll be best palettes. Because you'll hold his hand. And hands are scissors.
But where did that come from?
I don't know, Mike.
Jesus. Okay.
Try to drink a beer.
Anyway, the Samson. It says original Czech lager, and it has a World Beer Awards thing.
That's
on the
only
on
reason.
Label.
Only reason I picked this up is because it's a World Beer Awards Czech Republic winner.
Yes. So there you go. From World Beer Awards 2018 as well.
Contemporary.
Yeah, exactly. It's Prague, Chodov. So just relatively strong, 5.1, but it's just a basic lager, isn't it?
You might be noticing a pattern that when we are rushed at work, then beers come from the nearest supermarket, and when we're not so rushed from work, they come from the really nice bottle shop beside Naměstí Svobody.
Anyway, let's have a go on this, see how it feels. Tink.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else was in the category of best beer Czech Republic. All of them? I don't know.
It's just very easy, isn't it?
Like me.
Sure. Yeah.
But easygoing.
Right, got it, yeah. That's not what he meant, listener.
Take it easy on yourself.
Yeah, but good. No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Drinking beer is so very hard to do. I don't know why I've started singing. I'm in a good mood now.
Are you?
I think it's because I reminded myself of the Asamoah Gyan story.
Okay, well that's fine. That's nice.
It's put me in a better mood, and the amount of work that was put into finding all these players out of contract. Because I smell a podcast coming at you very soon, where we might be discussing what we might like to do with this Borovka Brno squad for the next season.
Indeed. So. That's actually twice in a few days we've both been in a good mood, because I was in a very good mood on Friday evening, for no particular reason, really. I was in a very happy mood, and so I sent Sam the song There's a Kind of Hush by Herman's Hermits, because I was in a very floaty sort of a mood. It was very good.
I ruined my flatmate's film with that song.
How so?
Because I was playing it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I think I paused it because I had a message.
Right.
Or something. And there's, I didn't know this, but our TV in our flat is rigged up that you can press a button and it goes on the Wi-Fi onto the screen.
So film, and then there's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
And I didn't realise that had happened, so I just got a knock on the door. Can you not? I generally didn't know that feature was enabled on the TV.
Well, let's just put it this way: it could have been a lot worse than just that song. This is a learning experience.
Absolutely.
So, your pointing and gesticulating earlier was because you turned over the piece of paper, and on the other side, it's very good, on the other side is the relegation group and the Championship group in the First Division.
Yep.
So let's have a look at what's going on there.
Let's get the unpleasantness out of the way. Congratulations to Slavia Prague for winning this year's title. It was richly deserved in the end.
It looked like it was going to be very close. They had a game a couple of weeks ago, which was a kind of a very big game against Viktorka.
Yeah.
And they emphatically did it in the end.
The only way that they can lose if Slavia lose and Pilsen win, I believe, 28-0.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably not happening.
I'm saying that's not going to happen.
Against Banik Ostrava, even if you are at home. What's more interesting is that Dukla were doomed and doomed for some time. They'll be joining potentially us again next year, but we're hoping to get out of this division.
Yes.
So we will be playing, guaranteed, whoever will be finishing fourth in the relegation group, so 14th overall in the league. And we don't have a choice, but it's either going to be Příbram or it's going to be Bohemians. Now, Příbram will be playing an already relegated Dukla at home, so that's probably going to be a home win, I would say. Bohemka have a slightly trickier tie at home to Opava, who started quite brightly, started badly, got very good in the middle of the league campaign, where it's, you know, sort of at some points like 10th or so, have sort of massively dropped off over some weeks.
It was not unexpected. They were fresh up this year.
Absolutely.
So.
And there's a 2-point gap between Příbram and Bohemka, with Příbram having the far worst difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it would mean a Příbram win and Bohemians losing.
Yeah.
In order to change it. Karvina are guaranteed 5th or 15th overall, so they will be playing Vysočina Jihlava.
Yeah.
And they, because they'll be finishing 2nd bottom, they have to play their first leg at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get that luxury. We'll be playing our midweek tie in Brno and then travelling to Příbram a week on Sunday.
All Bohemians. Depending on who we get.
Travelling to Bohemians, David. Travelling to Vršovice in Prague to do it.
Of those two, which would you prefer to play?
I got stats, Dave.
Go on.
I think we're probably on the same page here. I would like to play Příbram.
Me too.
And this, in recent years, and since the early 2000s...
This was a big callback to a long time ago. This is absolutely your tip that we were going to get Příbram. So if that happens...
Yes. I hope it is, because they're desperate. They concede way too many goals. They are on grid. They are minus
31.
31. They've conceded 71 goals this season. No one in the Czech second league has conceded anywhere near that number. The most is actually is Žižkov with 58.
And to be fair, 6 of those are against us.
Yeah,
actually, no, 8 of those are against us.
This is true. Like, Dukla are terrible and are relegated and have conceded less goals than Příbram. I want to put that out there. And our win rate against Příbram is historically, or since the early 2000s, is close to 50%.
Nice.
It's one of their highest in the top leagues. And you have to go back to 2015 for a Příbram win against Zbrojovka, and that was when they were playing at home. It was a 3-2 reversal. When was the last time we beat Bohemka, David?
It's gonna be some time back, because we always lose to them away and draw at home.
Yes, April 2016.
Okay,
and that's in fact the only win we've had against them in 6 years.
Okay,
bearing in mind that I believe 4 of those years we were playing in the same division.
Yeah,
25% win rate against them.
Mm-hmm.
We are absolutely trash away from home at the when we're at the Dolicek.
Yeah.
We are trash. So I will happily sacrifice an easy trip in terms of logistics to go to a place we've never been before, where we have an actual chance of perhaps winning, especially when Stepanovski's scoring.
This is exactly my point. I would much prefer Příbram, because A, we've never been there. B... we can send them down and we can go up.
That'd be nice.
C, I wouldn't want to do that to Bohemka because they're lovely and it's a great away day. I'd rather play them in the first league. And D, we're much more likely to beat them than we are Bohemka. For all of these reasons, Priblan, please.
Yeah. We'll find out. We should actually say this as well right now. We'll find out on Saturday at the same... No, on Sunday, I believe they're playing.
Right.
So what this... I'm actually contradicting myself already. No, Saturday at 5, everyone kicks off.
Right, okay.
So we'll find out after our game. And what this will mean for the podcast as well is that we will be actually having an extra Zborovcast. We will be recording next week before we play our first leg.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a look back at Jihlava and then we're going to do a quick preview. And yeah, it's going to be a much shorter one, 20 minutes, half an hour maybe, but hopefully that will be up there next week.
I don't think we're going to go too much into detail on the Jihlava game. I think we'll be going a little bit more into in-depth about what's actually at stake here for Zborovka.
Yeah.
And we also might be announcing something quite fun as well, which we're going to get everyone to participate in over our social media channels.
Yeah. After this, we are going to do a very quick Jihlava preview, so hold on for that. So the final game of the league season is us away to, as you said, FC Vysočina Jihlava. Sam, what do we reckon?
They've got a very nice Indian beside the square, which I'll be enjoying probably after the match.
Yeah, the bus station is also right next to the ground, and we can see the hedgehog.
Oh, so we can. Best mascot.
Right, that's the preview of Jihlava done. And that's actually pretty much all we've got time for this week. As I mentioned previously, please keep following us and keep getting in touch with us on Facebook and Twitter at Zborovcast on both.
If you're supporting another team than Zborovka Brno as well, and you've got something to play for this weekend, the very best of luck, and hope you enjoy your football.
Yes, absolutely. As we said, hopefully we're going to be back next week with a kind of mini episode, so that'll be nice. And as Sam said, we will have a couple of reasons for you to get in touch with us on social media, hopefully. And as is traditional, we're going to play you out with an English language song sung in Czech. And because Zborovka are really hitting form at the right time, it's this masterpiece.
This is fantastic.
Okay, so speak to you sooner than normal.